Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, doing Dipajna Paramita, clearly saw emptiness of all the five conditions, thus completely relieving misfortune and pain. This Avalokiteshvara is the one, she, he, you, who perceives suffering, harming, in and throughout this universe life that we are, this universe here. Avalokiteshvara is, hears and sees, is perceiving this suffering is your suffering and that of other beings, your suffering harming and that of other beings. Avalokiteshvara, we see this, hear this, sense this, feel this in myriad forms of our sensing and perceiving. We perceive it inside, outside. That is who we are as a human. We sense this. No need to look elsewhere. Because in sensing this, we also sense what causes all sorts of entanglement and more. This is being the prajna wisdom that we are, that we're able to do this, that we're able to see this in being human, in being the what we are, and in specifically in zazening, in practice. It is who we are, and it's also who we meet, encounter throughout our life in all sorts of circumstances. Zazening is being the bodhisattva that we always are. We don't make ourselves that bodhisattva, but the very fact of our life is the intention and effort and practice. Sometimes we do it skillfully and sometimes not. Sometimes we meaning all us beings, know that we're doing this, and sometimes we have no idea that we're doing it. Instead, we're just entangled more and more. And yet, zazen, our life practice is relieving dukkha, relieving suffering, harming. So, zazening is relieving suffering, is suffering relieving in experiencing, in noticing and experiencing, and in every particular skillful form of our practice life. That's doing deep prajna paramita, is doing being this wisdom that we are, that is what enables us to be zazen. Zazen isn't about being something other than the human we always are, this human Buddha that we always are, this perceiving and living, this experiencing, manifesting wisdom. That's clearly seeing emptiness of all the five conditions, meaning the five conditions are a way of describing what it is to be human. Form, sensation, conception, description, whatever way you translate those that traditional formulation, the five skandhas. And yet, in doing that, we get to see where desires, fears, where self-centered emotion thoughts arises and are believed and in a sense blind us. It's like putting hands over our eyes and then stumbling about and yet not seeing that it's those entangling in emotion thoughts which are the hindrances, which generate both the desires and fears, if we use that term, or generates the greed and anger, if we use those terms. Those are just ways of helping us attend to and notice what's called for right now in our practice, whether what's called for me, or what's called for you, or what's called for those we encounter, so that we all can relieve misfortune and pain. We all can live this form emptiness, or this emptiness form, or this, no need to say that, just this form that is our life. Form exactly as form, and yet not at all as form. That's why we can say form is exactly emptiness, emptiness exactly form, which means not just form, but all the other, we say sensation, conception, discrimination, awareness, meaning the whole of being human. The whole of being alive, not just human, but we'll restrict ourselves to human in this form. Human is just one of the myriad forms of the universe that we are. And so the whole of Zazening is being this myriad forms of the universe, so-called inside this body and so-called outside in all that we encounter. And all that we don't encounter. We take care of what our practice is now. So that's the whole point of Avalokitesvara, of the Heart Sutra. For us to be this zazening, if I use that word, this experiencing, so that we can clarify the desires, fears that blind us. Seeing, experiencing this desires, fears is to let go of, to no longer be hindered by them because we see them for what they are. No longer be blinded by the emotion thought that usually reacts in ways that can lead to misfortune, pain. So, in a way, we don't have to say even the rest of the Heart Sutra. Simply seeing the emptiness form of all the conditions of our life, being this prajna paramita that we are. All your day, all you have to attend to is the signals, if I use it that word, of suffering, harming, when that arises, to know that's reminding you, right here, be the bodhisattva that you are, be the life of this moment, the emptiness of all the five conditions. Meaning the formness of all the five conditions, exactly as is, is relieving misfortune. Thank you.